Well, I am very happy to have Michael Kollwitz on the line. Aloha, Michael. How are you?
Aloha, Cindy. I'm doing great. How are you today?
Okay. Well, gosh, I guess can we say Merry Christmas yet?
It's a little early. Yeah, you might as well.
Well, because you have your new Christmas release out, don't you?
Yeah. Well, actually, it'll come out on November the 15th, which is getting
right around the corner.
I'm really excited. Yeah, I commuted back and forth to the North Pole to give Santa lessons. And he's got a lot of time on his hands in the summer months, but, you know, always tidying up the workshop, keeping the elves busy, and he really did a good job.
So Michael Kollwitz is a wonderful, wonderful player and has many albums out. How many albums do you have out right at this point, 3 or 4?
Ooh, well, let's see. I think I have... I think Santa is the 26th independent release.
No, is it that much?
Yeah, there's at least almost 20 albums, I think.
Wow.
And singles and videos and there's quite a few of them. Actually, I did just six releases when I lived on Maui.
I didn't know there were that many here.
Yeah, 07 to 2013. I did, six albums right there in good old Lahaina.
And now you're living in Sedona, where you actually do get snow in the winter sometimes, right?
Yeah, once in a while we're slightly below the snow line, so it just kind of dusts the rocks. And
I saw some snow pictures last year. It came down last year, huh? So you play at Tlakopaki, and it's such a lovely place to play down there. It's just beautiful. It's very high class area of arts and restaurants, and they also do some really nice things towards the holidays there in Tlakopaki, don't they?
Well, actually, they just had their largest event of the year this past weekend. It's called Dia de los Muertos.
Oh yeah.
The Day of the Dead, and they started doing it about 9 years ago, and it has become the biggest event of the entire year.
Wow. And, I didn't know it was the biggest.
You get there early, you have to parachute in, basically.
Wow.
Or take shuttles from uptown Sedona. Yeah, it's really, really amazing.
I didn't even know that. I saw some pictures, but I didn't know it was the biggest event of the year. Wow.
By far. And they also have a big one at Christmas, where they light 6,000 candles.
It's kind of like lanterns. It's so beautiful. It's beautiful, beautiful. I love it.
Tlakopaki is the crown jewel of Sedona. And it makes me sad to see people just drive by without ever going in there. They have no idea. It's been open now for 48 years.
And my friend Andrea Smith has a lovely gallery there.
Oh, it's gorgeous. Yeah. Absolutely gorgeous.
Yeah, beautiful. She did the cover art for the last one, my CD, which you did songs on. It was a gift of hope, and I've given out, hundreds of those CDs. And so I'm excited that you did. Is this your first Christmas release you've ever done?
No, actually, I did one about, I think, 11 or 12 years ago. It was titled Frosty the Stick Man.
Oh, because you played the stick.
Yeah, and I had Frosty the Snowman playing a stick. And
I love it.
It's Santa playing the stick.
How many sticks do you have?
How many sticks do you play? 3 or 4 of them.
And so when you did this one, it's so nice to know that you're actually going to have an event to support it, because that's part of the gig. If you're a musician, you get out and you play it. It's in coordination of the release of your new CD, right?
It is exactly on the day.
Mm-hmm. And where's it going to be held?
It's going to be at the Sedona Posse Grounds Hub.
Where's that?
Well, you just take Posse Grounds Road up the hill, and you're at the high school, and it's right next to the skate park. It's a facility that's owned by the city of Sedona, so I rent the hall. It's really beautiful. It has just spectacular red rock views. It seats about 120 people.
Oh, my. So, okay, I know where it is. I've been up to the high school, but I never saw that particular venue there before.
Yeah, a lot of people drive right by it. It's really big inside, and it's been used for every type of art event, theater presentations, musical concerts. I've played there probably, I don't know, at least 4 or 5 times now. It's great. So I just rent the hall, and it's free, and it's Friday, November the 15th. Doors open at 6:30. Show starts at 7. Come early. Seating is limited.
Well, you know, that's a big, well, you know, but that's a big venue. I mean, 150 people, my gosh, that's great, you know.
But we did a concert there for on the exact day of release for my last album, Serenity 3,
uh-huh.
And we ran out of chairs.
I love it. Michael, that's wonderful. Isn't that nice?
Well, it was so nice to see everyone, and it has nice acoustic. It's very... it's real comfortable. It's intimate. It's like a really big living room.
Well, you know, I'm so glad to hear about this because I'm actually thinking of coming and doing a musical event there in May. I want to have you and some other people get together and play. And
I would love that. That sounds fantastic. Just mark me down now.
Yeah, because we want to also, and we're talking about bringing a great musician from Maui, Keola Beamer, wants to come play. And he's wonderful.
I used to have a P.O. box right next to him in Lahaina.
Oh, well, you know Keola, right? He's wonderful, isn't he?
I think I bumped into him once. He didn't know me. I knew who he was, and I just said hi.
Well, you know what? You know, he is just a true...
The mail room next to Foodland.
I love it. I love it. Well, the guy is just so full of aloha, and we worked on a project together, and just he said, well, you know, he'd be open to coming. So yeah, I'm gonna actually show up. Probably I'm going to the Grammys. Are you gonna go to the Grammys this year by any chance?
No.
Oh well, I'm gonna come to Sedona, I think, after the Grammys and set that all up. And
yeah, you might as well.
Yeah, you know, a lot of people don't come to Sedona in the winter because it's a lot cooler. But I like it. I like it when it's cool. I mean, there's less people and
a lot less people. We just finished up September and October, which are the two biggest months, and boy, I tell you, they came in droves.
Well, and of course, you do feel that. I mean, there is that issue of trying to get into town on the weekends anyway. I can't imagine trying to get in on the Dia de los Muertos. It must have been really jamming on that highway coming in, huh?
I went to it last year, and we left really early, and we were able to get parking a couple blocks away. It's a pretty amazing event.
It's amazing. I love it. Well, I do. I have this really deep, deep, deep love of Sedona. And the thing is that I hope people are aware, just like here on Maui, we've got amazing musicians, and there's some really great musicians on in Sedona. And a lot of people don't realize that there's a lot of people who have been on Maui that have gone to Sedona, like Andrea.
You know, I was going to say there are so many expats from Maui here, we could have our own club.
Yeah, Andrea
just
Smith.
Just on the street I live, there's two people that used to live on Maui just like me.
Really?
Yeah.
And there's that other player that plays at Talakapaki that's your friends with that lives there.
Patrick Key. Well, he's
yes.
from Oahu.
Uh-huh, but that counts, yeah.
That's yeah, you bet.
And Peter Sterling actually had been here for a little while. I think he comes and visits at least, and Peter. And there's just some wonderful, wonderful players, great musicians.
Well, when the temperature's 24 degrees here, you know where I'd rather be.
Well, you know what? That's when I'm probably going to come, when it's about 24 degrees.
I'd rather be under those swaying palm trees.
Yeah, I know.
Those soft breezes.
But Michael, I just tell you, we've had the hottest summer. It's been like 92 even the other day. So it's
Jesus.
Yeah. It's been warm nonstop and no rain for a while. So, but it's always greener somewhere. But Sedona.
Go to Hilo. It rains every day.
Yeah,
at 4
that's
o'clock.
True. So what are you going to be doing? The whole CD on this event?
Yeah.
You're going to play the whole thing.
The album is 15 tracks. I did 11. I did arrangements for 11 traditional songs, and I also wrote 4 new holiday originals.
Isn't that
Pile of Presents, December Wedding, Basket Full of Joy, and Snow Ride. And
oh,
they're all real, real bouncy, happy, cheerful Christmas kind of songs. And with any luck, maybe my great great grandkids will get a little check a couple times a year.
Now, is it all instrumental, or do you have
it? Is it's all done absolutely 100% solo on the Chapman stick, and I really think it's one of the finest pieces of work I've ever turned out. I'm very, very proud of it.
Where do you record?
Anyone that hears it will like it. So far, the advance reviews have been great.
So you record in Sedona?
Yeah, record. Yep.
Where do you record?
Right here at home. I have my very own studio.
I love it. I love it. Isn't that wonderful? Well, I want to encourage people to come out November 15th. That's a Friday?
It is a Friday night, November 15th. It should be in all of the local papers like Red Rock News, Kudos, but you got to keep bugging them. And they usually support my events, which I thank them for very much if they happen to be listening.
And it's at what time again?
The concert starts at 7 p.m. till about 8:30.
So you should get there
and
early.
The doors open at 6:30.
Get there right at 6:30, folks.
Yeah, get there right at 6:30, yeah. and we'll make sure we don't run out of chairs this time.
And it won't be snowing probably November 15th.
I don't think so.
But you'll certainly feel the spirit of the holidays and Christmas when Michael plays, and the fact that it's free. What a great gift. Aren't you awesome? I love the fact that you're making it free.
Well, thank you. This is my third free concert at the Hub. I did one for Serenity 2 and Serenity 3 and now Santa. I just want people to come and enjoy it. We had so much fun at the last one. I think it's going to be even more fun this time.
Well, try to stream it, or so we can watch it. I can watch it here on Maui, and I want to see pictures. Okay.
Well, I got to find someone that can do all
you
that.
Gotta.
Stuff.
You
well,
got to. You got to do that. You got to do that. You got to do that.
And you're the primary artist and promoter and dishwasher and everything else.
I know. People.
One
don't...
more electronic thing on top of all of that.
I know. Well, listen, I'm so glad we got a chance to talk, and I look forward to seeing you soon
you
in
much.
Sedona.
Cindy, and I'd love to do that event with you in May, and I'll be more than happy to help you set it up.
Oh, wonderful, wonderful. We'll talk soon, and happy holidays, Merry Christmas, and have a wonderful CD release party.
Mele kalikimaka to everyone,
kalikimaka.
Both here in Sedona and on Maui.
Aloha.
Aloha.